Oh, this is one of the new ones, right?
Yeah. I like this.
It's the Good Day program. Hello. It is the Wednesday, September 14th. We're already almost halfway through this month. Oy. And so that means with this harvest moon we had an early harvest moon, Richie, this week.
We were looking at that last night. We were driving home from Sean's baseball practice, which you interrupted.
I'm sorry. You didn't call me back.
I didn't call you back.
No, you didn't call me back. But I figured it out on my own.
I figured you would. That's why I didn't call you back.
That's very good of you.
Because every time that you call me with some kind of technical issue, usually this is how it goes.
Uh-huh.
I can't figure this out. Oh, really? Right. What's going on? I don't know. I do this, and it just doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
And I go, okay. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. Here it is. It's working now.
Right. But see, I need you for moral and sort of the esoteric side.
You weren't there for me at all.
You were there with every other word was, Sean, hit the ball this way.
No. I was in the batting cage with seven and eight-year-olds pitching to them. As they're hitting the ball, and when you're in a, I've never experienced this before. When you're in a batting cage, there's a fence about 3 or 4 feet to the right, 3 or 4 feet to the left, and it's got a net over top of it.
Yeah.
So when you throw the ball, they hit the ball, and you're basically trapped in the tunnel where the ball is being fired back at you.
Right. It's heading right towards you.
Meanwhile, you're asking me how to get your iPad on a Wi-Fi network as I've got balls from eight-year-olds flying at me.
Everything is fine and dandy.
Everything is fine. You figured it out.
I search and find my way around Chicago for the next couple of days. This program comes to you from the location of the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting. Actually, they have two meetings. One of them is for television in the spring, and then the one that goes into the fall is for radio. So lots of radio people here. And this is sort of like one of those conventions where you work the halls. Remember that song? Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Well, this is we'll shorten it up a little. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And as previously mentioned, I'm in Chicago. Not a bad place to be. Yesterday I had a tour from the train. The trains, Richie.
The trains.
You know, they call it the loop. And I looped all around Chicago on the brown line and the green line and the blue line and the purple line and there's a mauve line. There's lines everywhere. And it really is. I like Chicago, as you know. I like it in the spring. I like it in the fall. I don't much like it in the summer and the winter. Yeah. The L is what we were on. And the L is for the loop. And it really is right on top of homes, right on top of the businesses.
Remember the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
They lived right there.
Yep, right. It is sort of like the Blues Brothers. It's the elevator.
How often does it come by?
And the
so
L
often
is for
you won't
elevated.
Anymore.
Yeah, it's not for the loop. The L is for elevated. I just have that sort of banging around in my noggin. All right, so anyway, Chicago, good town. Lots of things going on here. Lots of things going on in general. I found some good news that I thought was applicable, given the discussion that we've been having. A book that has been... There are three or four books that focus on the situation we find ourselves in regard to September 11th and who's to blame. You know, everybody's always interested in who's to blame, right? The blame game.
Right.
Well... there's a book called The Rise and Fall, of Al-Qaeda, written by a Muslim named Fawaz Georges. He's an Oxford student. He isn't any longer. He's a professor now at London School of Economics. And he's written several books that study jihadism and study these groups. Al-Qaeda is only one group, you know. There are a number of groups that want to destroy. It's just the news media has popularized Al-Qaeda. You knew that, right? That there is more than one group that wants to destroy the West. But Al-Qaeda seems to have been the one there's a romance, apparently. Al-Qaeda, that term, wow. These are bad guys. Anyway, this guy, Georges, says that the West has won. He argues in his book, the West is victorious. and we don't know it. We don't realize it. And mostly we don't realize it because the news media is in concert. This is a theme. As soon as I thought it, saw this, I thought, this guy's a genius because he agrees with me.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that the way we always look at things?
Yeah,
that person's
right.
A genius. He's so smart because he agrees with me. Anyway, so this guy comes up with, I mean, obviously, if he's a prof in the London School of Economics, he's no slouch. And he's a Muslim. He's been studying this stuff from both sides of the river, if you will. Al-Qaeda, he suggests, was never the monster a lot of people imagined it to be and is now a spent force. With the death of bin Laden, there's really nobody there. And think about it. I mean, we've had the news media had weekend long tried to scare the pants off of everybody talking about this terrorist threat. And yet when you really ask the question, okay, who are the guys? What's their plan? You heard a lot of, okay, there's three guys that came into the country.
Right.
They're Muhammad Joe and Muhammad Frank and Muhammad somebody else.
Right.
And they're going to take small planes and crash them into buildings. Right? Isn't that what we heard? All weekend long. That's what I heard all weekend long.
I didn't hear it was planes. I heard...
Oh, you didn't hear small planes, yeah.
Well, no.
Okay. What did you hear?
I thought I heard it was truck bombs.
Truck bombs. Okay.
Truck
well, whatever.
Bombs, yeah.
Anyway, so you can argue, and maybe this is a good place to ask the question, at 800-510-8255, you can answer it if you feel to. Looking at this thing, as we have been debating whether the TSA does any good or whether the CIA has done their job or whether the FBI has kept the terrorists from coming into our country, blah, 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 blah. Maybe it's a combination of all those things. You're never going to really know. All we know is that we have a lot of self-serving folks. This guy refers to the ignorant media, which is perfect, and self-serving politicians who want to stoke our fear. The only thing that happens as a result of trying to keep Al-Qaeda before us, he writes, is stoking the spent fear. We've already spent all of our energy. We've spent enough time being in fear, basically is what he's saying. It's not that we don't have something to be afraid of. We can be afraid of any. You can pick the boogeyman, any boogeyman you want. Could be so. I could be driving down a two-lane road,
mm-hmm.
and the guy heading toward me could be the boogeyman. Maybe he wants to run me off the road and kill me. Maybe he wants to end it all himself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
We always have to look for a bad guy. Why? Why does there always have to be a bad guy? The film. Any film. Pick a film. Is a good guy and a bad guy? Pick a TV show. Good guy, bad guy. Why?
You always have this this I don't know, philosophy that why can't everybody be good?
I do have that philosophy.
I don't think it's possible for human nature to be able to handle that situation.
Really?
I think that there always has to be a bad guy to make it feel like you are a good guy.
Well, that's
good.
A false sense
if
of security.
If everybody's
then,
good, what makes me good? Then I have to be better.
Nah.
We are
why
a competitive
your
species.
Best.
And
yeah.
if we're all the same,
so
then
why not
just
be your best? No.
Be
not,
your best.
There's always going to be various gradient degrees of good,
let,
better,
let me
best.
Ask you something. If you every single radio host had the same...
You have the comparative, you have the superlative. Yes.
If every single radio host had the same ratings, would you be happy with that? Let's say you all had a 5 share. Everybody, everybody, everybody,
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
Let's say
I'd
you
okay
were all number one.
Yeah.
National
host. Why do we have to be number one? Why do we have to have
okay.
numbers?
Let's say you're all the
all
same.
All of us
let's
have a 5 share.
Let's say you all have a 5 share. Okay?
Yeah. There's room for everybody. Competition's good.
Are you going to be happy with that?
I'm going to be. If
let's
I had
set
a 5.
You apart from the crowd. Are you going to be happy
if
with
I
that?
Had a 5. I'd be very happy.
Yeah,
with
I knew. Yeah, I knew.
Thank you. I would be very happy.
All I'm saying is,
so anyway,
is human nature needs a bad guy. They need a good mm-hmm. and a bad. They need a yin and a yang.
That's sad, isn't it, huh?
No, it's
sad.
Not. It's what makes us.
Yeah,
it's what separates us from dogs and bears and kittens.
If it wasn't for that, though, if it wasn't for that, we would have no radio. We would have in these circumstances, not the same sorts of things to talk about. Because we talk about people. That's what makes the world go round.
It's the same competition that gives us inventions like radio and the light bulb and that computer I'm staring at and this boat with the helicopter on top of it.
There was nobody competing. There was nobody that nobody gave Marconi a prize for inventing the radio.
No, but he wanted to do
nobody
something.
Gave Edison a prize for inventing the light bulb.
No, but he wanted to do
nobody
something. He strived.
Diesel. Right. A prize for inventing an engine that doesn't run on gasoline. Nobody did any of those things.
But they wanted
However, they did them because they they felt the need to invent. And what happens is that we have to understand the difference. Well, you don't have to, but it would be good if we understood the reasons or the explanation behind why it is that some people get the job done and why people don't. You're always going to have that. You're always going to have the people who are idea people, those who orchestrate or who are inventors, if you will, and people who carry out the ideas. Can you imagine if you read into the background of some people, and I give Einstein as a pretty good example. The guy was a goofball. He couldn't put his pants on without, you know, he didn't know where the zipper was, front or back. However, genius, look at what he was responsible for in terms of thought.
Yeah.
But he is an extraordinarily impractical guy. We need somebody around to take what he came up with and spread the word. He wasn't capable of spreading the word. But there are others, and Freud, I mean, how many people that are thinkers even closer to our lifetime? But go back to the era of Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, any or all of those people, or who's in between. Shakespeare was he was his own worst enemy. He couldn't sell, my father used to call it sell peanuts at the circus. He had his ideas. He put them down on paper. He needed somebody else to get the stories out because he couldn't get the stories out. That's why we have salespeople. That's why we have people like you and me, Richie. We're here to sell. We have ideas, so we'll sell those ideas because there will be willing receptors to our ideas. If that were not the case, then you and I wouldn't be here doing this. Somebody at least values what it is that we have to say.
Right.
And to just go back to this book, if you want to check it out, it's called The Rise and Fall of Al-Qaeda. And it's, again, Fawaz Yorjiz is the fellow who wrote it. I just think that it's pretty, in all of this discussion this week of the wars that came out of September 11th and what people think about us, Ron Paul said something pretty controversial in the debate this week about why we have people who don't like us. And whether you agree or you don't agree, that's another one of these things that we are talking about, Rich. Not everybody agrees that this is the way to think or that's the way to think, but there's a lot of plausibility to his particular philosophy. You may not want to hear it. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's up to you. Help yourself. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
It is 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P. Me. It's time to take America back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
There was another story about somebody's...
Hello.
This guy, Gary Cole, remember him? Last year, he shot a movie called Midgets vs. Mascots, in which he plays a porn mogul. And apparently, he flashed his...
Hello.
...during one of the shots. As the movie got put together, his shot of his...
Hello.
...stayed in. He wants it cut out.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works.
Right. It's 24 after. On the Doug Stephan Good Day program from Chicago, Illinois, the home of the L. We were talking about the L. Sometimes the letter L is used, sometimes it's E-L. For elevated train, I said loop because it seemed handy at the time. There are, let's see, Richie, 8 different lines that at one point in time all belonged to different companies. Then they put them all together under the Chicago Transit Authority, which was also the name of a wonderful rock group that emerged in the late 60s from the city of Chicago. They were known first as the Chicago Transit Authority until these people who have no sense of humor or sense of anything said, oh, you can't use that. We'll sue you if you don't stop using that as the name of your group. Why is using the Chicago Transit Authority bad for a singing group? Why would it be bad for them to use the name? It's good promotion for the transit system. How does it interfere with their business? You ever wonder about things like that?
What's that?
I wonder about things like that all the time. That's not like Andy Rooney. Why in the name of heaven city of Chicago feel like it was necessary to sue the Chicago Transit Authority musical group to stop them from using that name? How was the Chicago Transit Authority harmed by the group Chicago Transit Authority singing music? What the hell? What's the big deal?
What if all of a sudden the Chicago Transit Authority, the band, were to end up being like, I don't know, Alice Cooper, Ozzy Osbourne, something like that, that doesn't set a good public image in their mind?
I don't see it. It makes
What if all of a sudden the members of the Chicago Transit Authority are getting thrown in jail for drug abuse and abusing women, and it comes on the news? Members of the Chicago Transit Authority have been thrown in jail for drug abuse and abusing women.
I'm going to bet that there would be some of that would be true. For the Chicago Transit Authority.
I'm going to bet that they probably didn't want to take the chance.
I'm just saying they want to take the chance of having somebody talk about it, but I'm going to bet as big as the Chicago Transit Authority is, they carry 650,000 people a day on the CTA. Somebody running the...
But that's their responsibility. The band is not their responsibility.
Some of the operators probably wouldn't pass drug tests.
I know.
I mean, there are any number of things.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Move along.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not going to win here.
What? No. Okay, so let's. I'm thinking about some of the other transit authorities around the country. The Metro, for example, in Washington, D.C., may be one of the best, although I'll tell you.
Used to be one of the best.
Used to be? What
it's
happened?
It's a disaster.
Is it? When I worked in Washington, it was great.
It is. It's still a very clean train. It's still a very nice experience, unless you have to ride on one of the hundreds of escalators that aren't working, one of the hundreds of elevators that aren't working, and the safety record for track employees has been abysmal the past 5 to 7 years. They have absolutely. It's a mess between. Who's going to fund it? Is Congress going to give money? Because really, it kind of doesn't belong to any one of the three, you know, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Everybody kind of chips in for what comes into their land, and then Congress kind of chips in for D.C. It's a mess.
The L started operating in 1892. Wow.
Wow.
The second, isn't that amazing?
That's impressive. Some of the
stuff? Yeah, it really is. New York City one started operating first, so Chicago Transit Authority second. Oldest operating authority. I just think it's kind of fun to experience those sorts of things in a city like Chicago.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, the next time a hotel says you can't get a lower rate than you can on their website, hey, think again. I recently did an experiment where I checked weekend hotel rates in four cities using Hotels.com, the hotel's own website, the hotel's reservation desk, and speaking directly to the general manager or director of sales. Every time I talked to the manager on duty or the director of sales, I was able to negotiate the rate. Repeat business is valued, and frequent visitors landed an even lower rate. Do not call a hotel's 800 number to make reservations. These hotels go directly to a national center with limited ability, or how about this, no ability at all to provide a discounted rate. Call the hotel's direct line, but don't ask for reservations because they'll just route you right back to that dreaded 800 number. Again, ask to speak to a general manager, manager on duty, or the director of sales. Remember, if you don't ask, you don't get. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. In a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Rich, this is not acceptable.
Why not?
We're not interested in having a pretty good day. Unless it's a...
No.
Comma good day. Comma good day.
You
okay.
Can say this.
A pretty good day? Nah.
No. He's not saying that. He's gone. This is a pretty good day.
Pretty good day.
It's a pretty good day. Or you can say, this is a pretty good day.
It's a pretty, comma... good day. This is the Good Day program aimed at helping you have a better day. So we're back to our comparatives and superlatives. Do you remember that from when you were in...
Not a chance.
We would have probably learned that in fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have remembered any of that.
Yeah, sure, if you said so.
So do you know the difference between the comparative degree and the superlative degree?
Yeah, somewhere along the
line. Basic stuff.
Yes.
So you start a sentence with what is, okay? This is good. All right, this is a good day. Now, the comparative degree is better. So it's good, better, best. And so I should rename the program the Doug Steffen Best Day. If I was really smart, I would do that. The Doug Steffen Best Day program is much better than this good day. Okay, so you're having a good day. That's swell. But wouldn't you like to have a better day? Wouldn't you want to have the best day possible? Yes or no? Come on, speak up or forever hold your peace.
I just don't know that it makes sense to name it. The Best Day Show.
The Doug Steffen Best Day Show?
That could grow on me, maybe. The Best Day Show.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Well,
Doug Steffen's Best Day. But then it makes it sound like tomorrow might not be as good.
No. Tomorrow will be, we'll have the comparative degree. It'll be better because today was best, but tomorrow could be more better. Which is something we didn't learn in the fourth grade.
Yeah,
at least not in my English class, anyway. Okay, 800-510-8255. Just looking around. For a 2020 news quiz question, I'm thinking back to the discussion about Chicago, because I'm in Chicago for a couple of days, and we have a big story today at DougSteffen.com about the best, biggest chocolate treat ever created.
Really? What is it?
In Chicago, this week, a chocolate bar weighing 12,000 pounds. Has been created. This chocolate bar is 21 feet long. It is the largest chocolate treat ever made. We all know now, according to Dr. Ken and others, that chocolate is really good for you. So you can imagine how good this is going to be for you.
Dark
12,000 pounds of chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
21 feet long. It's 3 feet high.
Wow.
It's meant to be an example of portion distortion for school children, actually. The chocolate company features the candy bar on a tour of schools. It's called Think Big, Eat Smart. The chocolate bar, let's see, they use 1,200 pounds of almonds, Richie, 5,500 pounds of sugar.
How long is this thing?
2,000 pounds of milk. What's that?
How long is it?
It's 21 feet long.
Wow.
1,700 pounds of cocoa butter and 1,400 pounds of chocolate liquor. Wow. The Brock plant, you know, used to be in Chicago. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, here's the trivia question. What big movie was shot at the location of the Brock plant in Chicago? This is a big, big movie. Let's see if somebody can figure that out for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. I rode by it yesterday on the L, and my tour guide suggested to me that that was a very important movie location for this particular film. I will give you a hint. The film supposedly takes place in New York City, however, was shot in Chicago. 800-510-8255. What do you think? You got it figured out, Richie?
I think Chicago and movies from my generation.
You think the Blues Brothers?
Well, I think John Hughes.
John Hughes.
John
does
Hughes.
A lot of stuff.
Ferris Bueller, the Pretty Big. All of those movies were Chicago-based.
Yeah.
All of his movies were Chicago-based. Or Illinois-based. And that's what kind of comes to my mind. But I'm pretty sure that's not what you're thinking.
Nope, not thinking that at all. 800-510-82...
More fried chickens and a Coke.
It's not that one. Yeah.
No, it's not that one either. No. 800...
Because that one's supposed to be
although,
in Chicago.
That one, right, but that one took place, as we remember, or at least the first one, back and forth in various places in Chicago, mostly under the L, as I recall. The speed, at least the car
That's
chase
right.
was mostly under the L.
That's right.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
And their apartment was right on the L. Remember the great
right.
line?
I don't
How
much
often
like
does it come
Illinois
by?
Nazis either.
Yeah.
800-510-82. I don't like Nazis whether they're in Illinois or Ohio or Massachusetts or any place. I just don't like Nazis.
Yeah.
Remember the line from Indiana Jones, where Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, looking over the balcony down at the room full of Nazis, and his line is, "Nazis, I hate those guys." Remember that line?
Absolutely.
Those memorable lines from a movie you can see over and over again. Okay, so meanwhile, back to the there are two things I wanted to tell you about the Brock plant. It was used in this movie, a very important movie, 800-510-8255. And I mean big time. This is a big, successful series even. So that's question number one. Now, the Brock plant, the reason they could use it in the movie is because it's closed down. The Brock plant closed down.
Yeah, I figured that.
They don't make chocolate there anymore. They moved the plant, they moved the operation to Mexico.
Really?
So they're making, at least the Brock, anybody who's buying Brock candy is buying candy made in Mexico. Not in Chicago, USA, which is where they started. This is the kind of thing that drives Americans nuts when they think about it, and it ought to. It was a perfectly good plant, closed down, not being used, because for whatever the reason, I mean, I don't know whether we have to play that. I don't think playing the blame game works here. Was the union unreasonable? Was it blah, 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 blah? You know, it may not have been that case, but you never can tell. 800-510-8255. All right, so Richie, we're getting,
I will tell you, let's add one more to this. Brock's makes a candy.
Yeah.
And for this kind of candy, they are the number one manufacturer of it in the United States.
Okay, even though they don't make it in the United States, they make it in Mexico.
Right. And you eat it once a year.
Yeah.
What is it?
Really? Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, I remember.
They're
that
the number one manufacturer of this type of candy, and you eat it once a year. What is it?
800-510-8255. So we got two questions, and we're getting close because it's 20 before the hour, almost 20 before the hour. So what I would like to do is get you to tell me what movie the plant was used in. It wasn't used in all of them. It was used in one of the series, and I believe there have been five movies in this series.
Wow. See, I'm totally stumped.
And now, okay. But That's all right. You can be stumped. The audience is more important. Is the audience stumped at this point?
No, we have calls, and we'll get to them right after this.
We will after this.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm, so she's all about the numbers. Lately, she's been looking for a way to give her business a boost, so she signed up for email marketing from ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact is the easy, affordable way to drive business, generate referrals, and let people share your message on social media for as low as $15 a month. And Louise? In no time, her phone was ringing off the hook with more opportunities than she could count. Well, actually, she could, because she's an accountant. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Are you the person people come to for advice when planning their Disney vacation? If so, Disney Parks is looking for you. Celebrating its fifth annual search, the Walt Disney World Moms Panel is an online forum that serves as a resource for families planning a Disney vacation. For the first time in the panel's history, the call for new park-savvy panelists has expanded to include a variety of Disney specialties, featuring Disneyland Resort and Run Disney. Laura Spencer is social media manager for Walt Disney Parks and Resorts.
The Moms Panel offers guests online access to people who are Disney fans, not cast members. So this is really unusual. These are regular folks who have incredible insight on everything from Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Vacation Club, and Adventures by Disney. So I really think that anybody who is a fan of the mouse, moms, dads, people who don't have kids, anybody who has a love for all things Disney, apply.
Visit DisneyWorldMoms.com by September 16th to apply to be part of the panel. I'm Gail Humphrey.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer will be, I think we figured Jennifer's going to join Roberta in New York later on this morning. In the meantime, Dr. Ken will join us in a few moments with his daily dose of important medical information. Right now, we're trying to figure out the movie the BRCA plant was used in. Becky calls. Good day. Hi, Becky.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well, and more importantly, how are you doing?
Oh, fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. You on your way to work? Listen to that.
Yes, sir.
Good for you.
She's right, ready to go.
Ready to go. All right. So have you had your first jog? Any candy so far in your life today? Chocolate? Anything good?
Nothing good, but I'm hoping to get some.
Okay. All right. So what movie do you think we're talking about here?
The Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
See, a lot of people are guessing that.
That's a great guess and makes good sense. Under the circumstance, you'd think they would have gone to a chocolate plant or a candy plant to make that movie. The answer to that is no. It isn't Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. But it's a good guess anyway. Thank you, Becky. 800-510-8255. Hi, Francis. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sir. And you?
I can't complain.
That's good.
Excuse me.
Cares.
The French Connection.
The French Connection was filmed in New York. I think what you were thinking is perhaps I was doing all this talk about the L and running underneath it, but the what do they call the overhead in New York City? It's not called. Isn't there there's some name for the over
I don't know.
I can't remember it either. But that's not the correct answer, sir. Thanks for trying. 800-510-8255. David up next. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sir. How about you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so what movie was this used for? The Brock plant was used for which movie?
It was one of the Batman movies.
It was. How'd you know that?
Because I'm from Chicago.
You're a Chicagoan. Where do you live now?
I live in Chicago. I actually commute down. I have a company down in Owensboro, Kentucky.
So you fly back and forth between Owensboro and Chicago?
I do via Louisville because Owensboro doesn't have an airport. Well, they have an airport, but not big enough to support the flight up Chicago.
Right, not much. So tell me about what you know. How accurate was I? I always like to check with local Chicagoans to find out whether I'm on the right path or not. In terms of the plant closing and going to Mexico, that's true, right?
It is true. I think there's only one chocolate factory. Am I allowed to say the name of it?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's called Blommers. Is still the only existing
Blommers
factory. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because when you're downtown, sometimes you get this wafting of chocolate because it's coming from the west, and you're like, what is that? And you realize there's a plant still operating probably about a mile or two west of downtown.
But Chicago was for a long time, if not the candy capital, it was certainly the chocolate capital, wasn't it? A lot of people think Hershey, Pennsylvania is, but no, Chicago is.
Chicago was, and there's also like Lemonheads, Ferrara Pan, that's in the suburbs of Chicago. Another bit of trivia was I believe the matriarch of the Brock family, Helen Brock, was famous because I believe she was kidnapped and disappeared when I was a kid. So she's
really?
Still kind of a Jimmy Hoffa mystery. No one knows where she is.
Nobody knows what happened to her. Mrs. Brock was captured or was somehow or other abducted, and nobody ever found her again.
Yeah, I don't have access to look that up, but I'm sure one of your folks does. It's a pretty interesting story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, David, what is the one candy that they make that we eat once a year, and it's the most popular candy that they make?
Well, my kids eat it probably 20 times a year. I believe it's candy corn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Candy corn at Halloween. Ah, that's right, too. I love candy corn.
Good stuff.
All right. David, you've done a nice job. You've represented Chicago well and Louisville and Owensboro.
So, all of the above, right?
Stay right, exactly. Stay in touch. Hold on a second. We're going to send you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Dr. Ken, up next here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Alright, there's a study. This is Dr. Ken's time. It's 12 and change for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The journal Pediatrics, Ken, has just released a new study which you can read at DougSteffen.com blaming SpongeBob SquarePants for your child's short attention span. Do you want to give us the story behind the story?
Sure. Pediatrics. It's the evidence-based journal. All the pediatricians read it from the Pediatric Society. And this seems that a fast-paced children's program may not be appropriate for very young children. This TV watching, it can cause long-term attention deficit problems in children, we know, but now a specific one, maybe even worse. And here, I think the big question is, we alluded to, is media exposure a public health issue?
Yep. You know, on HBO, they actually have a TV show for kids called Short Attention Span Theater.
You're kidding.
And you got to see this mess.
Fertilizer.
On the television. It's absolute. There are so many things going on in the screen simultaneously. There's no way you can focus on any one thing.
That's why we definitely have something going on. I mean, we definitely had short ones, baby boomers, but the kids today, anyone who has children know it's a lot worse.
Yeah, it really is. And we're, again, shooting ourselves in the foot. Same way.
That said, SpongeBob is a funny show.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as we were talking about before with the subsidies. The same kind of stuff applies there. It's amazing. All right, so the poll today at DougSteffen.com, what do you think of the study that blames SpongeBob for your child's short attention span? A, they're right. I even find it hard to concentrate when I watch it. B, I think TV as a whole is to blame. Too many channels, it's always on. C, I think the Internet is more to blame than SpongeBob. And D, why is this such a big deal? Don't most children have short attention spans anyway?
Mom and Dad, get involved.
All right. High cholesterol may be linked to Alzheimer's disease. What's that story, Ken?
Yes, this is out of the medical journal Neurology. High cholesterol levels could boost the risk of Alzheimer's disease by creating more brain-clogging bits known as plaque. Doug, previous research has linked insulin resistance to Alzheimer's disease, but better control of both cholesterol levels and insulin resistance can help.
Check it out. Dr. Ken is on DougSteffen.com.
Get Good Day to go.
Welcome to DougSteffen.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougSteffen.com.
All always thinking here on the Good Day program.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Best Day program.
Find me all the songs you can have. You can find to say Best Day in them.
Right, the Best Day program. All right, we have a number of things from the world of technology here, including our friend Alex Goldfain, who's the technology tailor, who has some really stupid internet tricks that he exposes.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah, stupid internet tricks next here on Good Day.
If you didn't know Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Everybody loves the internet, but lately there's been more than the usual number of people doing stupid things online. Consider this. The New York Times reports that an air traffic controller at the Tokyo International Airport posted detailed flight plans for Air Force One in November during a visit by President Obama. The 12-page plan posted to a blog so that the flight controller could show his friends. Seriously. Japanese authorities learned of the leak Monday, and the person could be charged with leaking national secrets. Next, a California hospital confirmed this week that a spreadsheet with private patient information was also accidentally posted online. According to CNET, it contained names, diagnosis codes, account numbers, admission and discharge dates, and billing charges for 20,000 patients. 20,000! It was online for almost a year before being found by a patient, and it was part of a consultant's analysis at the hospital. Just like in the real world, all that's missing is a little common sense here. I'm Alex Goldfain.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The traditional gift for a favorite teacher may also be a great token for anybody that you want to have healthier. Brian Osich has more on the growing benefits of eating apples a day.
A new review shows there's more truth to the old saying about apples and doctors. Dr. Diane Heisen, Ph.D., who compiled the review, is a registered dietitian and associate professor at California State University, Sacramento. She says there's evidence apples and apple products like apple juice, cider, and applesauce can reduce the risk of major diseases.
The data suggests apples may suppress aspects of Alzheimer's disease and also help slow cognitive decline associated with aging. Several studies show that apples may help fight cancer in ways like reducing the spread of cancer cells. And evidence also suggests that they could promote healthier breathing and reduce risk of asthma.
Dr. Heisen says it seems the sum of the apple is actually greater than its parts.
Yes, many study individual components of the apple, but whole apples seem to have beneficial properties that cannot be explained by singling out nutrients.
For more on the study, log on to usapple.org. That's supplementing your health from the U.S. Apple Association.
All right, so at DougStephan.com today, in terms of measurable information on technology, you may be interested in the fate of Target's website, still struggling. It crashed yesterday when online shoppers flooded Target's site to get in on a low-priced line of high-fashion clothing. Did we hear about this from Roberta yesterday, the Queen of Cheap?
No, I don't think I did.
The website was up and down after it began selling these items from the Missouri Italian Fashion, Missouri, no, it's going to be Missoni, not Missouri, right? This is a special Target collection, includes clothing and dinnerware and linens. It sounds like a Martha Stewart thing. There was such a rush, Richie, of eager shoppers that the servers couldn't take the pressure and they crashed.
Wow.
If you tried to reach the website yesterday afternoon, you got a message which just says, woof. We're suddenly extremely popular. You may not be able to access our site due to unusually high traffic. Please stay here. We'll try to get you in as soon as we can.
Wow.
And then Target tweeted apologies to Target shoppers who are crazy about this line. It's pretty interesting.
Very.
And apparently today it's still kind of crippled a little bit. A lot of angry.
Why is